defines between our activities and general people's activities.
The result is different.
What is that? Our activities are liberating and their activities are entangling.
And our activities is that because we see everything as Krishna's energy, material world is never disturbing to us. Whereas for the karmis, material world is always very disturbing for them.
Yeah.
But they want that disturbance. He's trying to be happy. But they do not know what is eternal happiness. Also trying for happiness. Our aim is eternal happiness.
I think that eternal happiness means the same happiness that we experience in the material world, but it lasts forever. Because they cannot conceive of a different quality of blissfulness.
This is difference. One is eternal, one is temporary and misery. Although it is so-called happiness, it is temporary. At any moment it is finished. Actually, there is no happiness. Still, even they consider this is happiness, and that is temporary. You cannot enjoy. At any moment, you will finish. It's like the sad parts that enjoy happiness. At any moment, you can finish.
Danger also.
Huh?
Danger also.
Yeah. Any moment.
So there's anxiety in all of the happiness in this world.
Yes. Samadhmikna dhyam, asad grahak. Because they have accepted something which is not happiness, temporary, they are always full of anxiety. This is the nature. The bird flying. Anxiety, so many men are coming. He's not in peace. He was eating something, as soon as he saw so many, oh, there, blank. Anxiety. Sitting in a dhyam, asat graha. Asat. Asat means temporary. Your Vedic injunction is asato ma sadgama. Don't stay in asat. Go to the sat, which is permanent. Asato ma sadgama. Ma jyotirgama. Don't remain in darkness. Go to the light. Knowledge is impersonal, not knowledge. Ordinarily, they want danger, don't come. The same building, asato ma, jyoti kama.
Not very satisfied with the knowledge that is given in most religious books, because they say that it
is... Where is religious book?
Bible.
All speculation. Claims there. Repeatedly, religion means orders of God. You do not know who is God. If you do not know what is government, then what is government law?
The world religion is religions are not presented very scientifically.
Many religions. God is one, religion is one. If you do not know God, then you do not know religion.
It's possible, Srila Prabhupada, that for some reason or another, in the Old Testament, God would have said that because of the circumstances you live in, you should eat cows. But this is what we find in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that somehow or another, at that particular time and place, God would have said, eat cows? Because in Bhagavad Gita we find Krishna clearly says Vodaksha, cow protection. And that instruction would also be eternal.
Yes, Vodaksha. The point is that cow's milk is very important. That's how specifically mentioned Vodaksha. Krishna does not say, don't eat meat. It is not clearly said that meat eating is parvi. But meat eating is tamasic, amedhya. But he is speaking of Goraksha for our special material benefit. That if we protect the cows, we can have the facility of drinking milk, which will help us in keeping our health in order and developing very nice brain tissues to understand spiritual subjects. Beef eaters, they're all dull. They cannot understand finer philosophy of life. Meat eating is not good. But the Shudras and the less than Shudras, they eat. That for them, the lower animal is not calm.
These people, they take that if someone is inspired by God, then their word is the word of God. Therefore, they can write all kinds of things, and they put the label on it that this was spoken by God through me.
Hearing directly from me. Which one is better? Directly hearing from him or by some inspiration?
Hearing directly, naturally.
Yes. True. By sentiment you can say I am inspired. But hear directly, there is no question.
You know, people sometimes ask this. The Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna,
yes.
And it was recorded by Vyasadeva in the Mahabharata. Mm. Was Vyasadeva actually present there on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, or did he see it by revelation?
No. You could hear just like something is happening 10,000 miles away. You can record it by modern machine.
Mercy, he was able to.
Three million miles, sun is. Huh?
That's what I said.
So far distant place, the heat is coming, and there is no brain behind it.
5 minutes for the sunlight to reach us.
Yeah.
And light travels at, what, 193,000 miles a second?
197.
Huh? Something like that. I don't know, whatever it is.
No, there is maybe such a wonderful thing is there, and there is no brain behind it. Is it very reasonable proposal? It has come automatically. There was a chant. Child.
Because it's too much beyond their conception, they say simply it is imagination.
Huh?
They say that simply because it's too much beyond their conception, it is their imagination.
Fact. You see, the heat and light. It is not imagination. So who arranges so much heat and light? That is the question. It's not imagination. We have to manufacture a small bulb. It requires a big factory's bread. And this has come by chance. Nonsense. And we have to accept it. These crazy fellows propose that we have to accept.
Visualize and say that simply the universe always was.
Whatever is there, there is brain behind. That is the purpose. Was or is or that doesn't matter. That will continue. Was, is and will continue. That's a fact. But who made it? That is the purpose.
Grunder and I were at a scientist's meeting, and he used that argument, scientist. He said, the universe always has been. So Grunder used your argument that yes, the sun has been there, and the sun rays are there along with it. Still, the sun is the source of the sun rays. And the scientist could not answer. Everybody in the crowd.
What they will answer? Simply speculator, misleading man. That's all.
Well, the next proposition is that if God is there, then let him stay there, and we are here, let us stay here. Why do we have to be concerned with him?
But if
let
you have stay there, you rascal, you'll die. If there is no sun, you'll die. Therefore, you must be obliged, feeling obliged that God has given sun, you are living. God is so kind that he has given his son so that he can live. So he must be obliged to God. Aingani bhutanti, bhutani jayanti, sangvishanti, sangtishanti. You are living on mercy of God. You are so ungrateful, you are so rascal, you do not give him thanks. Even the sun. The municipal tax collector comes. If you say, why shall I give you tax? It is already there. It was before my coming, how I was there. And it's still there. Why you are asking me tax? Can you say like that?
Yeah.
It was already there. There or there, if you are enjoying, you must be taxed.
That is why they're having so many revolutions, because they do not like to be under the control of the government. They figure that now we can have so many revolutions.
What is the revolution? The ball, it kicks here, and again goes, he kicks there. That's all. Revolution means, the jar was kicking, and then Lenin began to kick. But his business is to be kicked, that's all. What is the advance? One man was kicking, another man was kicking. That's all. That is the only. Your jar mulukta. If you have got strength, then the government is yours. That's all. But those who are resident, they are suffering. That's like this, Korea, Vietnam, And sometimes communist government, sometimes capitalist government. The sufferer is the ordinary man. The revolution means one power takes the power, another man takes, but the general people, they suffer. This way, that way. They do not improve their position. Just like in India, there was a British rule. Now it is Congress rule. But the result is, in British rule, the ghee was selling at 1 rupee per kilo. Now it is 25 rupees. The dhoti was selling 1 rupee 6 anna. Now it is 25 rupees. So what the public has gained? Nothing. Become
very much burdened because they have some obligation to God. So therefore now they want to
obligation
rid themselves of that obligation.
Obligation he must have. That I already said, that you have obligation to the state. You must pay tax. Otherwise you are criminal. So obligation must be there. If somebody is giving you protection, you must be obliged. If you don't feel obliged, then you'll be punished.
Gratitude is a sign of intelligence.
Seen or ever felt it. Hey, Bhagavad, it is written that everything belongs to God. You take whatever is your necessity. You take more, then you'll be punished. This is Bhagavad statement. So now the business is, so one capitalist is taking more. Holding the whole stock, at least in India. It is not coming to the market and people are starving. So they will be punished. Think also, the excess grain they are throwing into the sea. So they will be punished. They are also waiting starvation. Tell communism, don't take more. Just like the natural birds. You just keep one bag of rice here, they will come. But they will take 3-4 grains and they will go. And if you ask a man, here is some stack of rice, oh, they will take immediately. Finish. One man will take it. Oh, I've got it free. Let me take it. But the birds, they are on the natural law, they know. Oh, I have finished. I have got my belly filled up. I don't require any. So God has given everything sufficiently. If every man takes whatever he wants absolutely, then there is no difficulty. That is real company. Why there should be fight? Father's property, every son will take as much as he requires. Accept father, his property, and take as much as you require. Don't take more. That is real company. So where is that formula? Pleasure. The material nature, the mother, and God is the father, and we are all children. That's all. Plain thing. Accept this philosophy.
The sane people, the sane persons, they will accept.
Yeah, that means there is no saintly person, all rogues. Rejection. we have to accept some power. Otherwise, how we can exist?
The objection is that man wants to be completely free.
He cannot be free.
Well, like Freud said, that a child may be under the protection of the father, but eventually the child has to grow up and go out and face the harsh, cruel world.
Mm-hmm. And that it is folly. If he remains obedient to the father, then he will be happy.
Mm. If you're already in a good situation, why create a bad one?
Yeah. Be obedient to the father, and it does father property. What is it wrong with?
They want to enjoy it for themselves.
You cannot enjoy them. What you can enjoy? If there is no water, there is no sunshine, and there is no tree, there is no, then how you can enjoy? And this is given by father. You are already enjoying the father's property. Why you are so much ungrateful?
They haven't yet understood that the supply will be restricted if they don't behave.
Yes, that will be. That you must wait for the day.
They call that the energy crisis.
Huh?
They call that the energy crisis.
Well, there will be crisis and we suffer, that's all. Call whatever by name, there will be crisis. God is the Father, and we are children. And then everyone knows that my existence depends on my father and mother. Without father and mother, I could not have seen this world. Now how one can deny father and mother?
Yeah, but they say that one's existence doesn't continue to depend on the father and mother. That at a certain stage one has to break away from the father and mother.
Beginning is father and mother taking care. So it continues. You give up the care of father. That is your fault. Therefore you suffer.
But practically speaking, we can see that at a certain stage the children have to take care of the father and mother and not the other way around.
That's how life, grown-up children will get that. Beginning is that without your parents' care, you would not have ceased, would have died.
Hmm.
No.
This is Freud's argument. At a certain stage, he can leave that care and venture out for himself.
He can leave the father's care.
Yeah.
But how can they deny father?
Well, he denies the father. He denies the God the Father. He says that's a wish fantasy for
him. No, fantasy. Father is not fantasy. It's fact. You are grown up, you can leave the protection of the father. But how can you deny father? Then you are arrested. It's not good to live independent of father. If the father is rich, opulent, very kind, very merciful, why shall I live? And father is generative. Even he is personally a bad man, still he is kind, merciful to the son. That is a role. He is just like observing. He has a role. But he is taking care of the youngest child. This is nature we study. even the father is a rogue, he's kind to his children. And practically he does all nonsense things for giving protection to the family. So why should he give up the protection of father? When they say father, means all kindness, all mercifulness, all taking care is there. Now there is a word, kuputra yodicha hai kumata kabunai. A son may be bad, but his mother is never bad. A son may be bad, mother and son. A son may be bad, but his mother or father is never bad. A father also may be bad, but mother is never bad.
Chanakya Pandit says in one instance though.
There is exception in everything. But the thing is, father and mother is always kind. That is natural. Extraordinarily, the mother may kill. That is another thing. Crazy. But if somebody is coming to kill his child, mother gives protection. First of all, kill me. So artistic competition, the subject matter was that a child is being killed before the mother, and the artist has to give expression on the face. So different artists gave expression on the face of the mother, and the child is being killed before her. The one artist said, made a picture like this. He got the first prize.
She couldn't work.
He got the first prize. Yes. You cannot express what mother's feeling is. Best thing is not to see.
That's the there are many famous paintings of Christ on the cross and his mother before. His mother was standing before the
mother
cross.
Mother cannot see it. Impossible. You better close the eye. That is artist, real artist. How you can paint the expression of the mother, his child being killed? It is not possible. Lesson by nature study. And generally means that is natural. If one is under the protection of father and mother, he must be happy. So why shall I give you the protection of father and mother? When my father is quite able, quite rich, and everything complete, not that the poor father. Plainly declared, yogakhemam vahamyaham tesham nityabhidittanam yogakhemam vahamyaham. Practically, see, I came to your country, landing on the street, you saw. When I came to your country first, I had no center, I had no. But who has provided all these 100 temples? Big palace and temple. Jo kevam vahamyaham. To remain in the under the protection of Krishna is so much facility. Let me be grateful to Krishna. All I say is Krishna, I was writing in my history. You have given me so many sons, so many houses, so many protection. Shall I not feel grateful? Is it not my duty? What is this nonsense? Krishna gives everything. No, I don't believe God. God is dead. Just get that. or rescues. Who denies God? He's a nonsense.